The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back again. And we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. And we're all brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. Simply put, it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action while you watch your favorite sports and your favorite players. All you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stats, and you're watching the winnings roll in. First thing you have to do, download the Prize Picks app. Then use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Now, today's a great day to do it, right? You got baseball. I'll have my power play of the day up at Real Matt Lanta on Twitter. I'll have a Braves play for you. You can pick a couple of Braves. Right now, Marcell Ozuna is the hottest player on the planet. If you were to see a Marcell Ozuna 1.5 total bases, you just say more. If you want to go less on, let's say, some Astros stat projections, you pick them, you play them, it's that easy. Go to Prize Picks, download the app, the Prize Picks app, use the promo code MATT for a first deposit match of up to $100. All right, here's what's coming up today on our Ducks Dugout lineup, brought to you by Ducks Dugout. The Braves were bailed out by the Big Bear in Miami this weekend. We'll talk about the red-hot Marcell Ozuna and the weekend he had. We'll set up the Braves' next stop on their trip as they head to Houston, the pitching matchups, all the ins and outs of this Braves road trip coming up. Plus, this kind of rationale has bitten the Falcons in the past when it comes to NFL draft decision-making. We'll share that with you coming up. The draft is just 10 days away. And one Atlanta team's marketing department, they just can't think this is a good idea. I'll lay out their plan coming up in a moment. But first, I'll remind you, we are brought to you by Ducks Dugout. If you are a big collector, cards, memorabilia, well, Ducks Dugout is a must-see. If you're just a sports fan who wants to take in an 8,000-square-foot showroom of all rare and exclusive items that you can only find at Ducks Dugout, go see them at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. Ducks Dugout is going to be a must-see again for big-time collectors or just novices, sports fans alike, to see all of what they have to offer, plus a staff on hand with 20 years experience in the industry to help you find out exactly what you're looking for. You can go shopping online at ducksdugout.com. Go visit their other location in Lawrenceville, but you have to see Ducks Dugout in Marietta, 2800 Canton Road, to see all the incredible stuff they have on hand for you. Speaking of incredible, the Braves' victory yesterday against the Marlins, they won 9-7, was pretty incredible. Braves won 2-3 against the Fish. They were one out and one strike away from a very frustrating and disappointing series loss, but they were rescued by the Big Bear. Marcell Ozuna, who 1 year ago, at this very time in April, was arguably the worst hitter in all of Major League Baseball, is today arguably the hottest hitter in Major League Baseball. As I said, he hit a two-out, two-strike pitch that wasn't a bad pitch from Tanner Scott, the Marlins closer, for a three-run go-ahead home run that gave the Braves a 9-7 lead, and that's what the final score would end up being. They would win the game. Marcell was 3-for-5 yesterday, a home run, a double, four more RBIs. If he doesn't win the Player of the Month in April, something has gone horribly wrong, and I say that with still a half a month to go. Now, before the season, my prediction, I met a lot of different Braves predictions, was that Marcell would not hit 40 homers again. He wouldn't have 100 RBIs again. Well, I'm going to be right. Right now, Marcell's on pace for 81 home runs and 243 RBIs. He won't get there, but who knows? Maybe he has a chance at 50. at the pace he's on. Now, we know Marcel is as streaky as they get, so there could be a 2 or 3 week stretch later on where he can't hit anything. But right now, he's as red hot as they come. And when the Marlins had to face him in the ninth inning, you knew that was in the back of their mind. Marcel was a couple of inches here or there on his first two base hits Sunday from leaving the yard as well. He could have had a 3-home run day. That's how well he put swings on baseballs on Sunday. For the season, Marcell Ozuna is now hitting .373 with 7 home runs and 21 RBI so far through 14 games. My goodness. As far as the pitching goes for the Braves, Charlie Morton got the start, and it wasn't exactly one of his most memorable outings. Charlie was given a 5-1 lead, and sadly, he could not hold it for the Braves. He just could not get out of a couple of jams. He went 5 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 6 earned runs. He walked a batter. He did strike out 8, so the swing and miss was still there. The velo wasn't popping the same way, but he did get the swings and misses. Now, at the time when the Braves had the 5-1 lead and the Marlins came back, not only tied it, but took a 7-5 lead, that was the second 4-run lead the Braves have given up within a week. The other one came against the Mets on the homestand a couple of days back. So we know quite obviously the starting pitching has to do a better job. As far as the offense goes, they continue to put up big numbers. It started early yesterday with an Adam Duvall sack fly that nearly left the yard itself to give the Braves a 1-0 lead. Ozzie Albies had an infield single. And then on a throwing error, Ronald Acuna scored to give the Braves a 2-1 lead. Matt Olson had an RBI single that extended the Braves' lead to 3-1. And then Ronald Acuna had a 2-out, 2-RBI single that gave that 5-1 cushion to the Braves. They couldn't hold the lead, but they came back thanks again to Marcell Ozuna. So a great way to end the 3-game series so you don't have to live with losing a series to a 3-13. And now that's what the Marlins are, a 3-13 team. The Braves got the series off to the right foot on Friday night with an 8-1 win over the Marlins. Max Fried went 6 1/3, gave up just 1 run. It was so nice to see that version of Max Fried that we've grown so accustomed to seeing throughout the years. He was back on the horse. On Saturday, the Braves lost 5-1. Chris Sale went 7 innings and had 1 really rough inning. You saw his emotions right there for everybody to see when he walked a couple of batters and just was agitated at himself. I guess the good news is he did make it through 7 to save the bullpen a couple of innings, but the Braves lost that game, but they still end up, as I said, taking 2-3. Away from the field, the Braves got the news, and fans, I assume, got the news we were expecting to some degree. Spencer Strider, we found out, underwent surgery on Friday to repair the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow, but it was an internal brace surgery, not Tommy John. Why that's important? While he will miss the remainder of the 2024 season, there's a good chance Spencer's back early in 2025 if everything paces correctly, where, as if it was Tommy John, it could have been 1.5 years or 2 years, potentially, before we saw Spencer. So, not exactly what you want having to be without him for the rest of the year. That's a very big deal. But of the potential surgeries, this gets him back sooner, which is very good news. Now the Braves head to Houston starting tonight. 3-game series with the Astros. Darius Vines will make the first start of his 2024 campaign. Ronaldo Lopez will go Tuesday night for the Braves. And Max Fried in the day game on Sunday against the Astros. One more Braves note, speaking of an Astro, a former Astro, Yuli Gurriel was signed by the Braves to a minor league contract. Gurriel's 39. He'll be 40 years old in June. He'll be assigned to AAA Gwinnett, just a depth bat. What do you have to lose kind of a signing if you're the Braves? We'll see what it looks like when the Braves visit Houston tonight for the first of 3. All right, coming up now with just 10 days till the NFL draft, I'm going to share the kind of rationale that has bitten the Falcons in drafts of the past coming from their general manager. We'll get to that in a moment. I hope you guys are making good decisions when it comes to taking care of things around your home and not waiting till the last minute, procrastinating. Something like insulation is not a big deal until it's a big deal. And right now through the month of April, USA Insulation wants to make sure you're getting a great deal before it becomes a problem in the summer months in June and July when you're pumping the AC in your home, but it's not staying cool upstairs. It's not staying as cool as it needs to downstairs. It's just not staying as cool because you have an insulation problem. And if you didn't know, 90% of homes are under-insulated. I was one of them. USA Insulation came out. They gave me the free inspection that they'll give you, a free consultation. Then they did the USA Premium Injection Foam that only USA Insulation can do for you. So right now in the month of April, while it's National Insulation Month, USA Insulation has 2 great offers that you can choose from. The first, Any project you get done this month will come with free labor. It's a ton of coin you're going to be saving. Free labor or 0% financing for 72 months. That's 6 years, cost certainty, no interest. Go to usainsulation.net. Mention Matt in the Daily 10. They'll tell you about both deals during National Insulation Month. Again, go to usainsulation.net. I told you we're 10 days away from the NFL draft. Falcons will pick 8 unless they end up moving around the board. And I'm going to read you guys a quote in a moment from Terry Fontenot, Falcon GM, that I will admit I hope is just misdirection, because with this much time to the draft, you don't want anybody to kind of read you, know what you're doing. So when I give you the quote, take it with a grain of salt. Terry Fontenot said he knows the Falcons need a pass rusher, but he also insists he won't reach at number 8. His quote, "We can look back at drafts where someone reached on a pressure player and left some really good players on the board at other positions, following up that the Falcons are wide open with whatever they're looking for in the draft." And that's fine. I'm sure, though, their philosophy when it comes to best player available supersedes position. That's why when the Falcons ended up drafting Kyle Pitts in the 2021 draft at number 4, they left more important positions on the board. Micah Parsons, for example, I think he was taken at 11 by the Cowboys. It's a generational pass rusher that the Falcons and several other teams, well, they didn't scout the same way. They would have called it a reach. Well, we know just 3 years later, it wasn't a reach. It turned out teams were wrong. And that's all the scouting process is. You can use whatever terms like reach or overvalue, or you could have had him later. None of us know that. It's all how you value the player on your board and how you rank best players available. In that same draft, the Falcons could have drafted Penei Sewell, for instance, and had a big-time offensive lineman. But their best player on their board was Kyle Pitts, and to this point, it just hasn't worked out the way anybody would have hoped. So this time around, when I hear, we don't want to reach, okay, think about the position players that could be there at 8 for the Falcons, because it's going to be so heavy before them on quarterbacks and wide receivers. There's a chance all three of the top pass rushers, Turner, Latu, and Verse, are all there. There's a chance the top two corners, Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell, are both there. Now, I would lean towards the edge player over the corner because it's just more important of value. Maybe the Falcons have the corner rated higher, which would be fine, but you're also going to draft a rookie corner without much help from pass rush, and that's a dangerous combination. I'm still going to assume, project, and hope the Falcons take pass rush at number 8. There's only so many times you can keep passing it by and hope that somehow you're going to fix what has been something that has been broken for a Falcon franchise for a very long time, and that's pressure on the quarterback. I think it's all misdirection. I think when it's all said and done, the Falcons will take an edge. I think it'll be Dallas Turner. But again, they've surprised us in the past, so be prepared for anything coming up here in 10 days. All right, one Atlanta team's marketing department cannot think this is a good idea. They're still going to do it, but they can't think it's a good idea. I'll share that with you in a moment. Here is a good idea: saving money on your home insurance and your car insurance. Here's another good idea: working with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group. Clayton Rhodes and his team are right here in Metro Atlanta in the northern suburbs. And their job as an independent agent is to fight for you by getting you the best rates, right, when it comes to your home and car insurance, by shopping them and getting you at minimum 10 home and car insurance quotes in under 10 minutes. Now, the big national brands, they're going to kind of treat you as a number. Let the Rhodes Group do the shopping for you, give you the peace of mind with the best coverage and the best policy, but hopefully saving you money in the process. If it's been a minute since you've shopped the rates, let the Rhodes Group do it for you. Go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. That's my last name. They've got a page right on their website that'll make it super easy for y'all. Or you can call them to get the quotes over the phone at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. We are at Monday now as we look towards the draft here in 10 days. Baseball season is now cranked up to mid-April. The NBA playoffs and play-in actions coming up this week. There's so many things to choose from. I'm hoping you're going to make the right spot and the right choice where you're going to watch it all. My friends at the Daily Draft are that spot. They're right there in downtown Woodstock. So for me, I live in Woodstock. It's easy, but it's just as easy if you're coming from Canton or Kennesaw. If you live in Roswell or Alpharetta or Milton, you want the best sports bar in the burbs, with flat out the biggest and best big screen you'll find anywhere in the suburbs. A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, an awesome menu, two stories of great views of all the games you want. It's the best sports bar you're going to find anywhere in the burbs of Atlanta. You can find out more at the Daily Draft's website at thedailydraft.net. You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook. And keep in mind, I will be hosting my monthly trivia engagement with my buddy Dave Hubbard from the Trivia Zone this Thursday night, April 18th, from 7 to 9, with tickets and prizes to be given away. Thursday night, hope to see you at the Daily Draft, 7 to 9, April 18th, with Matt and the Daily Draft. So the Hawks were losers yesterday to the Indiana Pacers, 157 to 115. I repeat, they gave up 157 points. So the Hawks close out their regular season at 36 and 46. They end the season losing six straight, and it was weird. They didn't play their starters at the end of games in a lot of them. They were sort of punting on the games. Fun little side note from yesterday, the Hawks allowed 49 points in the first quarter. That's hard to do, but it happened. For the game, Indiana shot 65% from the floor, and they made 19 of their 36 threes. So the Hawks finished 10th in the East, meaning they will go to Chicago Wednesday night for the play-in against the Bulls. The NBA announced it will be a 9:30 Eastern time start, which is just hilarious. 9:30 for a Wednesday night game between the 9 and the 10 seed. If the Hawks win, they'll play the loser of Philadelphia and Miami on the road. Now, good news for you Hawks fans. If you can't make the trip to Chicago, and gosh knows you're probably clamoring to pay for the flight tickets to be there in the Windy City, but if you can't make it to enjoy the epic 9 versus 10 matchup in person, how about schlepping downtown to State Farm Arena, where you can watch, because the Hawks announced a play-in watch party. I shook my head when I got that email. Yes, the Hawks announced they are hosting a play-in watch party at State Farm Arena, which, to be honest, it might be the worst marketing idea I can ever remember. For those who just missed what I said, it's a 9:30 tip-off time on a Wednesday to watch a 36 and 46 team that, back before the play-in, wouldn't have sniffed the playoffs. That even if they win Wednesday night, it doesn't get them to the playoffs. It gets them to the knockout round of the play-in tournament. On what has been such a forgettable season for the Hawks, in a year where the Pacers and Magic went flying by you up the standings, to host this kind of event is so silly. In a year where the Knicks are the number two seed and the Cavs are back firmly in the playoffs, the Hawks season was forgettable. Injury plagued, nothing really of redeeming note. And now they're asking Hawk fans to go downtown, pay $5 a person to watch in a semi-empty arena for a 9:30 game with two mediocre teams. Now, maybe some Hawks fans will do it, because I'll give Hawks fans credit. Loyal, super loyal, for a team that has not repaid that loyalty most times throughout their history. But this will be tested in one of the dumbest marketing ideas I can ever remember. I often say fans have to say no to certain things, even the most loyal and dedicated fans. I think it would be apropos if there wasn't a soul in the building to support a 36 and 46 team that has been mismanaged, misrun, and to end the season, a little thing, not a huge thing to non-basketball fans, but the Hawks didn't end up guaranteeing Vic Krejci's contract, so he's not even available for the play-in game. And Vic's a nice piece to their puzzle, but just typical of the Hawks. They're just an unserious franchise. That $5 and my time to drive downtown for this, no thanks. We'll see what it looks like coming up Wednesday night. All right, if you guys would do me a big favor, hit your subscribe button wherever you're listening. If you're a first-timer, thank you for finding the pod. If you're somebody who listens every now and again, you'll guarantee it's waiting for you on any podcast platform in your feed every morning at 10 a.m. I'll talk to you later this afternoon on the radio in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.